Can drunks work here? Bunch of goddamn drunks working up in this motherfucker, as they say. Hi, everyone. Anthony Cumia Show. Of course, the great Dave Landau. And joining us, Stuttering John Melendez.
Hi. It's been a long time.
It has been a while. A lot of water under the bridge for the past year or so, I guess. I don't know.
But you know what? I'm here to bury the hatchet, Anthony. I want to move on.
There's no time for this shit anymore.
I made up with Steve Grillo.
You did?
Yes.
Steve's a good egg.
But how's Artie? Because that's the last DM, because you DM'd me after I did the Trump prank phone call.
Right, right.
And then I asked you, how's Artie? And you never responded.
I didn't know. No, I thought the Trump call was amazing. Like, how the fuck you actually get through to the president on Air Force One? There should be some kind of security there.
Yeah.
I would think.
And did you hear the English accent I used?
Yeah.
It's awful. I was like, at least he's shown more.
I don't know.
Or Menendez's assistant.
And it was funny because.
It's a worse English accent than Lindsay Lohan in Parent Trap.
John Melendez was impersonating Menendez.
Yeah. Yeah, we just changed the letter, like in My Cousin Vinny from Gallo to Gallo.
Yeah, so.
Child killers. Well done.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you actually got through to the president, which is so I did. I texted you. I was like, wow, that was, you know, kudos. Pretty cool. And then you asked me about Artie. Me and Artie worked for like 8 months. It was great. Artie's a funny guy. Everyone
says
that.
Very funny guy.
Oh, you'll never find someone that goes, oh, Artie, he's not all that funny. Funny motherfucker.
Yes.
And very talented, nice guy, everything. But, you know, he's got his demons. He's got his demons.
The last time I did your show, Artie was here, and if you can recall, remember his nose was all full of Vaseline, and his hands were all full of Vaseline, and his nose was still bleeding, and I'm handing him napkins and tissues.
Yeah, he's got for years, he's got all the comics I've talked to that know Artie over the years, they say the same thing. It's like, he's got to do for him. He's got to realize what he needs to fucking do to get himself back in shape again. But
so he's in rehab now, is
right
that?
Now, yeah, he's
in rehab. That's what I hear. Because I know when he went to court, they laid down the law. They're like, no, you have to do this, you got piss tests, you got to do. And after seeing a couple of times, I'm like, is he piss testing clean? Because I don't know how that's happening.
No.
But, you know, and we always wish him the best. Like, of course, he's a good guy, but he's just got some issues.
Have you heard from him since his departure?
I have not.
Just on Twitter.
Just on Twitter.
Yeah. What happens? Sometimes he goes through these.
Sometimes he does.
These Twitter fucking things.
Whenever anybody says, like, hey, Artie was saying some shit or something. First of all, I take it all with a grain of salt. Secondly, I'm like, he was in a Twitter fight with Mike Buschetti once. So
Mike Buschetti.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to fuck. Well, wait, it's like.
That's like being in a Twitter war with Big A.
It's like getting a. It's like stepping on a little butterfly.
Yeah.
It's like a giant butterfly. Mothra. It's like stepping on Mothra. It's just, he's a guy, like, you don't fight with Buschetti.
No.
He's nice enough.
Well, you don't want to give a comeback to Artie. He just needs to worry about his comeback. That's all it really is. Like, he just needs to.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the fuck's going to happen because he has to go to court still for this.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
December. So hopefully he takes it seriously.
I don't know, because eventually they're just going
to
put him in jail.
They
just put him in jail.
I really do not think that jail is a good place for an addict at all by any stretch. Neither is HBO, but I mean,
yeah,
you know.
True.
But,
very funny.
You know, it's but he really does just have, like, if he really does a program and works a program, I think he's going to be okay.
Yeah.
But it's fucking going to be real. I mean, he's
tough.
He's got to have that Robert Downey Jr. fucking turnaround, man.
That moment.
Yeah. His nose is like, holy shit. You see
yeah,
that?
Yeah. That's
like fucking Carl Malden times 10.
It's physically.
Here's a reference, Anthony. Carl Malden.
Carl Malden. American Express. That shit.
It was an infection, I think, that just got out of hand.
Yeah,
really
yeah.
Is all, yeah.
Well, when you keep putting stuff.
But you can't treat an infection with heroin.
In there.
Yeah, it's
heroin and cocaine mix.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, one or the other.
Yeah, speedballs are not great.
Do some heroin and then do some coke to fucking get back in it, and then some heroin to take the edge off.
Not the best antibiotic treatment.
Let me ask you a question. Me and Anthony are big Columbo fans.
Oh, I know. Yeah. We did an episode.
Let me ask you a question. Just one more thing.
So, are you keeping a Buick in that night?
Are you looking forward to getting fucked in the ass in prison?
So, of course, when I was doing the show with Artie would talk about you and yeah. say, like, you got to watch John. He's one of these guys, like, you know, you start busting balls, and he'll just turn around and say, your father died. Yeah. And fell off a roof. And it's like, oh, okay. And then when we got into our little beef there.
Stuttering John is a faggot. Who the fuck wrote that?
Is that the first call that's in? That's a phone
Stuttering call? John is a faggot.
We'll go to that.
Great. Great. My mom's already emailing.
That's like what Howard would do. He's like, oh, so John, you know, I don't have a problem with you anyway. But let's go to Alex, who says you're a faggot.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So we both, you know, we both obviously got into the trenches and threw some low blows, and I apologize for that.
I appreciate that.
I got no real qualms with you. It's all bullshit. Well, it's all nothing. Life is too short, my
friend. Like I say in my book, easy for you to say, which is out in stores right now. Congratulations on your book.
And yours, my friend.
What the fuck was I going to say?
The book.
I knew that when Artie came here, because you and I... We did like 10 shows together.
Yeah, yeah.
Always fun. I'd get loaded. We'd have a ton of laughs.
That's it.
Great times. I'd go and play poker with you. Everything went great. I said to you, I knew that when Artie came here, it was going to be over between us. I knew it. I knew it because Artie just fucking goes and goes and goes. He just went off of me every fucking day on his show, on his podcast. He had Jim Florentine on, Grillo on, Jackie on, all just trashing me. So every fucking show.
Do you have bad blood with Artie still? I mean, is this dating back to the Stern?
Artie would text me, I swear to you, Dave.
Okay.
And I saved the text. I was going to put my book. I didn't. It would be like one day it would be, I love you. I love you so much. I'm glad we're friends. You know, my mother loves you. My sister loves you. Next day. I'm fucking a better actor than you. I'm a better comic. You know, I'm a better stand-up. Fuck you. You're a dick. And we'll go back and forth. Yeah. Next day, I love you. Don't listen to me. I was a little fucked up. Then we go back and forth. So I don't know. But I knew when he came here that he would come here and then just trash me. And then you would fuck because you love the, you know, I mean, you like the bust balls.
I love busting balls.
You know,
balls.
And then.
It's fun. It's, you know.
You know, look, I admit, and I'll say to you, listeners, I get sensitive sometimes.
Sure.
Especially when I'm fucking 2-6 packs in. And I did. And that's, so, you know.
It happens.
But I'll always love Artie.
What are you going to do? Yeah, yeah. That's just it. You got to love Artie. What are you going to do? Now, your book. Your book, I read something the other day. One of the newspapers picked up something about Stern.
Could you believe what the fuck? Dave, I have a picture, because I have, like, insiders over the, you know, at the Stern show, and I know it must drive Baba Booey crazy right now. His fucking teeth are grinding. He's like, who the fuck is deep throat in here?
They got a rat?
They have tons of rats.
Baba Booey still there?
Yeah.
Baba Booey, Fla-Fla-Floly.
He's still there. I trash him big time in the book. I have a chapter, The Good, the Bad, and the Booey. It's chapter 9. But I don't know if you remember that. My life's annoying. But, a guy took a picture. Howard does this Getting Things Done fucking seminar. This is new thing from that new producer, you know, Marcy Turk. You know, who I call a Yoko Turco. Yeah, she's fucking ruining the show. But anyway, so he has a Getting Things Done seminar. Howard's standing in front of a screen, telling his staff on the screen, it says, set up fake Twitter accounts and get me guests. Like, say like this, hey, Lady Gaga, Howard loves you. You should go on his show. He's telling his staff.
Oh, that they should make fake accounts and then use them to
go get guests
Howard
on the show.
Howard told the staff that?
Yeah.
I feel like just saying we'll put you on Howard Stern would do the trick.
Yeah, why? Like,
it's kind of a name.
Isn't that something that they would do?
I have the picture. I mean, it's in the book.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not true. That's just insane to me.
He has a red flag list.
There's better marketing.
Yeah.
He
has a red flag list that he sends out. Like once a year to his staff, of people that you're not allowed to make fun of on the air. So it says, so it's in my book, but there'll be
Jennifer
Aniston, Kathy Lee Gifford.
Oh, Rosie. Yeah. Rosie O'Donnell.
No jokes.
Oh, my God. Come on. He called Rosie O'Donnell that big pumpkin head.
Yeah.
He used to call her a pumpkin.
Yeah. They once.
Hilarious.
That was like when she had her show. I mean, it wasn't that long ago. Yeah.
Yes, but yeah, that's what he does now. He's fucking. And did you hear about the whole Scott Salem thing? You know, the Scott the Engineer thing?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is really sad, but Scott's wife was dying of cancer.
Yes, yes.
Howard didn't give him a dime.
No, he needed like a certain amount of. I guess he did a
GoFundMe. So
and a bunch of other people came forward and were like, "Yeah, we ought to do something about this. Give him some money." And they were able to get money up, but that could have just been like nothing to the likes of $500 million Howie.
So Scott raised $50,000.
Are you serious? Does he work for him?
Oh, he's been
working for him for 30 years.
If you're a big Stern fan or even a moderate Stern fan, you know who he is because he was involved in so many hilarious bits over the years.
He had the push-up challenge.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I know that. All right.
He's the guy who fucking gave Howard my Tonight Show audition tapes.
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage.
He did this. He did the
Pamela Anderson.
Would the voice?
Was Steve the Engineer.
That was Steve the Engineer.
Yeah.
Steve Woodgy. That was
she
hilarious.
Die?
No.
Yes.
Yeah. She.
Oh. She dies. This is what happens.
Wow.
So Scott sets up the GoFundMe thing, raises the money, but now is like is demoted to another floor of the building, and he's written out of any script.
Oh, jeez.
When Scott's wife eventually passed away, Howard didn't even go down and like give his condolences. He sent Scott an email that just said, "It said,
sorry for your loss."
It says, "Beth and I are sorry for your loss, and we're donating
a kitten,
and we're donating to your wife's, to a cancer charity, in your wife's name." That's it. That's it.
So he was exiled after that whole thing.
Yeah,
because people, and it wasn't even. It wasn't even him that said anything.
And I heard this from a very good source.
Yeah.
Is it in the book?
Mm-hmm.
Has he threatened to sue or anything? Or is it
I hope he does. I'll sell some more copies.
I think you have a great advantage here because he knows if he tries to sue you, it's just going to do you better.
Yes.
So you could have put anything in there.
And a lot of shit could come out if it's real.
Yeah, yeah.
Every fucking story has been corroborated.
I'm just saying.
Look, you know me. I'm honest about fucking everything. I'm candid about my hemorrhoids and the fucking skanks I bang. I don't care. I'll talk about anything in this book.
This hemorrhoids, skanks.
I mean, like I think I told you on the air. Like I was banging. I was having sex with this attorney in the ass.
Dominic Barbara?
Were there rats around?
And suddenly, feeding.
Did he have a feeding?
Did he eat cum for nutritional value?
Did he save a condom to go back?
I was banging an attorney, I swear to God, in the ass. And then while I'm having sex with her in the butt, suddenly, boom, and the smell of shit all over.
Oh, Jesus.
She goes, "Don't look down. Don't look down." And the whole room is smelling of fucking shit. Talk about power of attorney.
Oh, Jesus.
But, and then she goes, "Wait, I'll get a towel. Don't look down." And she goes,
"Towel?"
Yeah, and just cleans all the shit off my dick.
Start a fucking fire and burn the house down now.
God. Did that ever happen to you, Dave?
No, I've never had a shit squirt.
Ever. Must have been nice to get the opportunity to let a fucking attorney in the ass.
Yeah.
Very rare.
That's right.
Certainly would like to. Yeah.
Believe me. Wow, dude, that's fucking disgusting.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm unfiltered, so like, you know, the book is all honest.
Look down right away, I would assume, right?
I actually took that story out of the book because I was like, my kids are going to read this at some point. I don't want to hear them fucking, you know, hearing how an attorney shit all over my cock.
This is on video.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but, you know, they're not going to be watching this.
I think you got to get past that part where it's like, who's going to read this? And I better not put that in there. Like, maybe with kids, but because there were certain things I'm like, I don't know. Like, you just picture certain people, like my sister reading it. And it's like,
I know.
You put the part where we fucked in there. No, I'm kidding, of course. It's like.
No, you edited it out. I told you to.
We don't want like, you don't want people reading certain things. But I just figured, fuck it. I'm putting it all in there.
Yeah. So now tell me, so is your book, Hey, how's it going? Ah, fuck you. That's Joey. Come on over. Give me a hug, Joey.
Oh, Joe.
Get over here.
Oh, Joe.
Is he bodyguarding you tonight?
I don't know. He just wanted to come
give
down.
Me a hug.
There's Joe.
I wouldn't feel complete unless I get
How you doing?
Yeah.
How you doing,
good, dude. Good to see you.
Hey. Hey. Joe. How do you do?
Do you talk about, do you trash Opie in the book? Or?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not just a let me trash him kind of a thing. It goes in chronological order. So, you know, I got some shit in there about when at first when everything was cool.
Yeah.
And we were working up in Boston at WAAF. And it was great. You know, we'd get up and fucking meet up for lunch and talk for hours before the show.
Yeah.
Do the show, talk afterwards. And it was you know, very a tight relationship. And then after a while... 20 years, dude.
I know.
You could be with a hot girl that fucking sucks your dick every night. 20 years, you're going to start being like, kind of fucking, she won't shut up. She fucking, it's just the thing. And if it's a guy and he's just being annoying.
And he stops sucking your dick.
And he stops sucking my dick.
It's ruined.
Yeah.
Because I just did Opie's show.
Yeah.
I mean, he said, I forget what he said, but he said something about Jim Norton. I guess him and Jim were not.
Whoa. Yeah. You think me and Opie have a bad kind of relationship now?
Yeah.
Jim and Opie have, like, the worst. They fucking can't stand each other.
Yeah.
You know, it became very clear once he was kicked off that you were the buffer.
Oh, yeah. I was
once
the one.
You were gone.
I kept those two.
Well,
I was the only thing they had in common. So, like, Opie could talk to me about stuff, and then I could filter that in my own way to Jim. And I'm talking on the air, not even off the air stuff. Like, as we're talking on the air, I was able to kind of almost translate what each other was saying. And then when I got the boot, I knew. I'm like, they won't last a fucking year. Done. And that's what it was. They fucking ended up. Like, me and Opie, it took us probably 15 years to have our first real on-air fight.
Yeah.
With Jimmy, it was like a month later. They're like, "Fuck you, fuck, this, fuck that."
So now, you do you trash Howard in the book?
Not trashing. I give him some shit because what I experienced with Howard is a lot different than you. You were working with the guys up.
Yeah.
We were working in the same company, and we had this kind of Howard influence that was put over us. Through Mel Karmazin.
Fat fucking piece of
that
shit. Fuck you, Karmazin.
Yeah, he was a scary motherfucker.
And was Howard kind of your hero? I mean,
yeah, growing up when I was out on Long Island, if you had a blue collar job on Long Island,
yeah,
you didn't listen to Howard, you were a faggot.
Yeah,
when I was
painter, I listened to Howard and I loved it.
So
I just was curious.
And it was great.
Was like
it was those were the fucking days, man, where it was, you know, Gilbert would come in and do Dracula.
Well, that's the thing, Anthony. Gilbert's banned from the studio now.
He's banned. That tells you all you need to know.
Dave, this is
heard about that.
Howard Stern. And look, I'm grateful. You know, I always love him. You know, it's
of course.
He gave me my start. I'm grateful to him. I'm not a fucking, you know, I don't hate him at all. But he used to rail on Johnny Carson for banning Joan Rivers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because she did her own show.
Banning guests.
Now, this is why he's become such a hypocrite, because I'm banned, Artie's banned, Grillo's banned, yeah. Gilbert's banned. I mean, we're all banned.
Like, a little bit. And that's a Marcy Turk thing. And I think she brainwashed him enough where when he did that America's Got Talent, he wanted to be Hollywood Howie.
Yeah.
He wanted to be your Americana living room Howie instead of the guy that fucking, you know, threw bologna at naked girls
yeah.
and fucking all
He's
that.
He's always wanted the love and acceptance from all these celebrities. Always. He wanted the mainstream acceptance, and now that's what he's doing now.
And that's what he's doing. But then you're going to forsake everything that got you there, and especially someone like Gilbert was one of the best get. When you heard
far.
Gilbert was going to be on the show, you just stopped doing what you were fucking doing.
Yeah. No, he's
listen,
awesome.
When he would do Frankenstein and Dracula, and stuff, yeah. the
Andrew Dice Gottfried.
Yeah, Andrew Dice.
Hey!
It was so good. And then the way him and Billy West would just go back and forth with shit. It was hilarious. And then, he's persona non grata now. He's not allowed in. It's
like he's like a staple of the Stern Show. But all of us.
Ridiculous.
But all of us are. Like, he's been. Yeah. Look, Anthony, and this is what's cool about you. For your fans, like, look, I know a lot of your fans fucking hate my guts, and that's...
Oh, don't worry, they hate us.
And that's
hate
cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. You know, but, you know, you'll fucking, you know, you won't ban anybody.
No, I don't ban. I said, if Opie wanted to come on this show, I'd have him on in a second. If Opie said, Anthony, you want to do my show, I'd go on his show in a second. What the fuck are we doing, like... Like, what is this? I just did a call-in at 9 o'clock this morning with Bubba the Love Sponge. We had, like, brawls on the air. And we were talking about, like, I was like, over what, by the way? I can't think of one thing I had a radio war over that meant anything in real life. So it's like, who gives a fuck? So me and you, we bust each other's balls. It gets carried away. We say some horrific shit. And then what? Over what? Think about it. Who knows? Who cares at this point?
Well, I really consider you a friend. I mean,
of course,
we had a really good time.
We had a lot of fun.
I'm just gonna say it, Anthony. I don't blame you. I blame Arnie for the fat fuck.
Oh, jeez.
No, and but yeah,
Arnie's dealing with his own thing. So.
Actually, you know what? It took Chris Baldassano. Do you know him?
Oh yeah,
Chris Baldassano and Ben Ratner, like your old guys.
He ran.
They were the two guys who just said, you know what? It's time you buried a hatchet. Go on a fucking show.
You mean Rat, the fucking inspiration of Proud Boys? Alt-right
white
supremacist group? How funny is that?
I know.
You know, Rat is, first of all, you look at him, he looks like a 1938 Nazi propaganda poster. Jew. It's like... The middle image when the Jew is turning into a rat? That's Rat.
The nose has just come all the
right,
way out.
Right, out and whiskers grow. Heiling starts.
He's got
That's
a bag
fucking
of
rat.
Money.
Yeah, yeah. Look at Rat. Is he Jewish? Of course he is.
Oh, my God.
Holy Jesus Christ. So
have an oven just for his nose.
It's insane how Jewish
is
he
bananas.
Is. But he was, you know, he was great here. We had a lot of fun. He worked here for a while. He still pops in. We like Rat. And Gavin McInnes was doing a show and just goofing on him for being a virgin, not going and getting chicks and shit like that. And there was a Broadway musical that had the song Proud of Your Boy in it. So he would play that song when Rat would come through because it was kind of weird and femmy and gay or whatever. And then it started becoming the Proud Boys. And other people started getting on board. And Gavin today, he wrote, because I guess the FBI... There were reports, it's not confirmed, that the FBI has classified Proud Boys as an extremist group with ties to white nationalism.
Really?
Now, first of all, you go to any Proud Boys thing or see the pictures, they're Asian, black, Hispanics, girls. It's like the most diverse white supremacists I've ever seen.
They also classified the insane clown posse as a gang.
ICP, which I agree with. ever seen some of those gatherings of the juggalos?
I'm not saying that it's a good thing, but
mental
I don't know about gang.
Yeah. So Gavin did an interview on this, and or they spoke to Gavin about it, and he's like, no... It's not a white supremacist group. And then he actually brought up, and it's the first time I really kind of heard him talk about it, that it was how it was invented. And it's so ridiculous. And he goes, and it's based on the order of water buffaloes from Fred Flintstone. Like, he talks about it where people have to sit and go, wait, that... The Nazi group is from the Flintstones. Like, it's so preposterous that it got this out of hand. That it started right in this seat.
And it's all Ratner's fault?
And it's all Ben Jew Ratner's fault.
Ben the Jew boy Ratner.
Yeah, I don't know. But but that's just how shit fucking gets tumbles and gets carried away. It gets blown out of proportion. So, and I think Gavin is fucking amazing. I think he's hilariously funny. He's a good, decent guy, a family guy. His wife is an American Indian who voted for Hillary Clinton. And they're trying to, like, run him out of his town with pitchforks and torches.
Dude, he really is a genuinely nice guy. And
he's got
a little insecurity to him, which I like. Like, when he was hosting the show, he's like, I got to ask you a question. Do you not like me? Because I was worried about this time in the elevator. And I was like, what the fuck?
It's so funny when he says that. I was like,
McInnes.
What are you talking
about? Like, no, I think you're hilarious.
The picture from the article, I thought I think I sent you an article where it's like Gavin with a couple of guys with red hats, the Trump hats. And this is the picture they use every time of Gavin or a similar one to this. It's fucking Hitler.
It's the president's hat. It's not a Klan hood.
No, no, but two guys that he's talking to have the Trump hats, and Gavin's like Sig Heil. It looks he looks like he's a maniac. You don't have that one?
Yeah, I think the picture's not coming up. All I got is this
motherfucker.
This one.
Check the FBI's. Well, clearly.
It's one that, it's like a candid shot that they got of him standing talking to a couple of guys, and the camera got him, and he kind of is looking at the camera, and you think like, oh, this guy just sends Jews to be gassed every
plotting
day. But they do that on purpose. They probably take a shitload of pictures and go, no, he looks too nice there. Oh, he's smiling. Fuck that. Like, look at that. That looks like, oh, shit. It's Hitler reborn. Come to fucking. You
it
know.
Actually looks like the guy from Revenge of the Nerds interrupting a parade.
Yeah.
It looks like he has nothing to do with any of them.
But right there, he's probably saying something like, and we must name five breakfast cereals while we beat you in order to be a member.
Like, no, he's doing Uhuru.
Yeah, Uhuru.
Which was this black kid that would go around colleges and make all the white kids apologize for slavery.
Right, Uhuru.
And then he would go, Uhuru, when they apologize. So he just started doing that as a joke.
He started doing that's like the call fucking battle cry.
Really, if they're not Dutch, that's you can't have like an Irish and Italian kid apologizing for slavery.
No, you can't. It's so if it wasn't so tragic in what they're doing to this fucking guy, it would be hilariously funny.
Why are they? I just don't get it.
Oh, is this the guy?
Oh, God.
A volume on
it? And he was like, you need to train male Saxons. I said, why, Jesus? He was like, because just like dogs, they need training. I said, okay, I'll do it. So now I'm going to show you these well-trained male Saxons, toilet seat complexion individuals, okay? Disciples of white Jesus, okay? So let's talk
Chris
to them
Tucker's
real quick and let's see what
done
they have
already.
To say.
He's trying to, he might as well be Chris
Do you
Tucker.
Owe reparations?
He's also done it
Absolutely.
This in The Fifth
Why
Element when
Wait,
he was a giant fruit.
Wait,
is that Booger?
Uh-huh, Bill. Now, you owe me some
His
money.
This whole thing is revenge of
okay,
the
you owe me reparations.
Yeah, the gay
Why?
Guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Booger. It's Booger.
Has been made possible by wealth that my ancestors stole.
Uhuru!
Uhuru!
What your name
thing,
is?
Is that a horror like Star Trek?
The whole thing's based on Rat here and a Broadway musical show tune, and their battle cry is based on that guy. Like, it's all preposterous. There's the pic. Look at fucking Gavin in that. That looks badass. That's a badass pic.
It looks like Ryan Fitzpatrick in a way.
But like,
it looks like a movie
people
poster.
People are petrified of that because they think like, oh, God, that's the guy that brings the brown shirts out. And no. It's the guy that'll hang out and laugh, and his kids are in the pool, and he's passing out on my movie theater floor. He's awesome. That man wets his bed when he drinks.
He does have a little bit of the Stacey Keach in American History X.
It does. You know what it is? Like, it's the hair.
Yeah.
Gavin has a remarkable head of hair.
He does, yes.
And the whole thing. And he's able to make those eyes like that
are
a little frightening.
The Belushi.
But it's all like good-natured, it's fun. You look at some of his early stuff that he did with like Vice magazine and everything. Yeah. It's such cutting satire and parody, and it's hilariously funny. The guy's a straight shooter. I've never heard him bullshit anybody.
No.
He'll say shit that is offensive because it's so honest. And he's a great guy. And the fact that he's going through all this bullshit because people need to label him as some kind of alt-right guy or some fucking Nazi is it's bullshit. And I hate it. I'm going through shit with
Yeah, you just told me they're protesting your book signing, right?
Yeah, like apparently something was on Facebook and Twitter and a couple of the cops, I guess, that Keith knows was saying like, yeah, we got some shit about the book signing and there's supposed to be people there and Barnes & Noble's getting nervous. It's like, I don't, we're just going to talk and
I'm sure it's
fans and
I'm sure it's trolls and you can probably pinpoint
of course
somebody who made that.
I guarantee.
Yeah, yeah. Where is your book signing today?
Yeah, Barnes & Noble, Tribeca.
Oh, nice.
Tribeca store at Barnes & Noble.
Well, I'm like, I know you're going to, like, it was so nice, like, to see on Amazon. I was like, for a like a couple of days. I was number one in general broadcasting.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was nice to see number one bestseller next to my name. But,
yeah.
But now yours is going to come out and surpass me. But you'll be the number one.
You guys, I notice, are still on the If You Read, You Might Like.
Yeah. It's my book, your book,
if
and
Artie's
book.
Read this, you might hate
this. Yeah, and Artie's book is also in there.
Yeah.
You know, here's the problem with Amazon. This is the problem with Amazon, Anthony, is that you could write a review without even reading the fucking book.
Oh, of course.
You don't have to buy the book to write a review. So I get,
it says this person is an actual buyer.
Yeah. I get guys going, I'd rather read Anthony Cumia's book instead, or I'd rather read a coloring book. I haven't even read it.
I get the same thing. There's trolls. It's so detrimental to have this just blanket anonymity online, because it's interfering with people's business. I don't give a fuck what anyone says, if it's offensive or mean-spirited. That's one category. Once you take that out of the internet and it starts affecting people's actual lives, then there's a problem that really needs to be addressed. And it's curtailing my rights. For life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
And that's why, but I think that's why anonymity should be, first of all, if human trafficking and all that shit is such an issue in the dark web, anonymity should not be allowed on the internet then.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
If you're willing to say something, show your fucking face and have some balls, because we have to do it every day.
Yeah.
That you should not allow anonymity.
It's another thing
where people actually have to say.
I'm not for government regulation. I like the smallest amount of government in my life, but there are certain situations where it's necessary. The phone company was a great example. The phone company, I can't call my brother and have a conversation, and then Verizon gets in touch and he goes, we didn't like the conversation you had with your brother. We don't want you using our service anymore. They can't do that. Right. And the internet needs to be the same way. You can't arbitrarily take somebody out of your platform because you don't agree with their politics. And especially in nowadays when world leaders and government agencies are putting out emergency management alerts on Twitter before the news ever gets it, why shouldn't we be privy to that information, safety information, just because you don't like our politics or we called some fucking girl a name or something? It doesn't make sense. It needs some type of regulation to be put in place so it's not so arbitrary. Just a corporation deciding, well, you're a non-person.
Well, that's
like
the problem is you can't create a law and then keep creating exceptions for the exact same thing.
Right.
Like, either this works or it doesn't.
Right.
And that's the problem is they pick and choose.
Well, why are you not on Twitter anymore?
I got thrown off again.
What happened? What did you say?
I got thrown off.
What did you say?
The last time you just created an account.
Oh, I created a new account.
That was it.
People were onto it. Because once you're banned, you're banned.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I have a new account now.
New account.
Oh, do you?
It's not under me. I just use it to get news for the show.
Is it Joe Cumia?
I don't post on it.
I don't even know what it is because
I've told nobody.
Had to out it.
Yeah, that other one, I told some close people, and I told Bill Schultz, the fucking mega horn of Compound Media, and he put it out there, and then it was shut down within a day.
And his arm's been broken ever since.
Yeah.
What did you do to get banned from Twitter?
The first time I did, I told some girl that was giving Jimmy Norton shit. I said, first of all, I can't even tell what you are. And then I said, and your hair is dyed period blood red.
Oh,
or something, whatever the fuck it was, but it was enough where it was deemed hate speech. It was very hateful.
And they throw you off.
And they threw me off, and there's no recourse. You can't appeal. You can't fucking do it. You're just done because somebody didn't like what you said. And then the same person, somebody else could say the same thing, but they're fine. Like, there's no real rules. It's arbitrary. It's gray. It's definitely biased to right and left. So, but if you're going to have a platform where world leaders are discussing policy, debating each other on Twitter, which is happening. The you got FEMA and other emergency management accounts that tell you what's going on. Like, I guess the travel.gov just came out and said, don't go to fucking Haiti. Like, there's shit going on in Haiti, a travel advisory.
I could have told you
from the government.
That.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going anyway. It's one of Trump's shitholes.
Yeah. It is one of Trump's shitholes.
You're vacationing in Haiti. It's
in
for
Haiti.
Bad reasons.
So, but those, that's information that everyone should be allowed to use to, help them remain safe. And we're being excluded because, what, I said something about Kathy Griffin? Like, why? It makes no sense.
Beheaded a president?
Yeah, she's
Oh, Kathy Griffin called me as soon as the Trump thing happened.
Oh, she did. Service,
you know, she couldn't wait to tell me all about
Oh, yeah. He hates me. Air Force One. I got
a Secret Service at my door, Dave.
Oh, they did come in.
Oh, yeah,
I was wondering what level of.
Oh, yeah, they were banging on my door.
Are they cool?
Oh, no, I wasn't home. The kids were in front of my house, like, telling me that they were there.
Oh.
They showed their badges.
What?
Were they cool?
Were they cool?
I had to hire your buddy Avenatti.
Oh, God.
Because my agent called me, which is more unbelievable than me getting through to Trump, that my agent fucking called me and said that, you know, you have to call them now. And I called them, and I'm on the phone with them, and I said, so, you know, they said, we want you to come downtown and want to talk to you. I go, okay, I'll come.
Downtown?
Yeah. I go, I'll come, but do you want to interview me or do you want to arrest me?
Right, right.
And they said, we can't tell you that. I go, well, should I get an attorney? They said, that's up to you. So I'm like, fuck this, man.
All the secret in Secret Service.
So
I'm not telling you.
Dude, I know if I'm calling anybody fucking, you know, Trump's people are listening. Because a month after I did the call, I got a bill from the IRS in back taxes for $20,000.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that, oh, I think they've been using that gag forever, politicians.
Yep.
That's their strong arm. The IRS is better than the military when it comes to strong arming opponents.
Oh yeah.
And they've been using it since fucking Capone.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you can get the guy
put a lien on your account.
Murders,
we can get him on murdering everyone in Chicago. But it's like some nerd is like, dig it up, we got him, sir. He got Capone.
Fucking Ratner gets him.
Yeah, Ben Ratner. Ben Ratner, FBI.
I don't remember if Gotti was IRS. Was he IRS?
No.
It was probably in the RICO.
Well, I know it was act, in there because it was like, you're not $100,000, you're a plumber, was involved.
Oh, because that was always murder. A problem.
Yeah, yeah.
You need some legitimate business adventures.
Yeah, you have all these people.
What the fuck are you doing?
Just watching gangsters kill each other, like, but we need some hard evidence
that
he's not paying taxes.
How about the guy with his dick cut off and shoved in his mouth in the trunk of his fucking caddy?
It was lit on fire. That's not evidence. We really don't have proof.
No, but he claimed two deductions. Wow. Now you're talking.
I don't think this dinner ever happened.
Yeah, they probably got Gotti on some kind of tax thing. From Spark Steakhouse instead of the actual Castellano laying with his eyeball out in the It's like, yeah, well, he murdered Castellano right outside. Yeah, we got nothing on that. But he did claim it as a business dinner.
I think they were trying to get him all on tax until Sammy the Bull turned, right?
Yeah.
Like they really didn't have shit on
That's
him.
That's why he was the Teflon Don. He couldn't fucking get him. Nothing stuck.
You know, I fucking had, you know, I would hang out with Gotti because my friend, you know, produced, you know, the Gotti film. And I.
Great.
Oh, we.
I know. No,
we did a whole show on it.
Yeah, I know, but I had lunch with him.
I didn't mean to insult
you. And he's sitting, you know, right with you.
Gotti Jr.?
Yeah, John Gotti Jr. And I pick up a piece of chicken, you know, cutlet palm, and it falls off my fork. And hits the plate and splatters sauce all over John Gotti Jr.'s jacket.
Oh, shit.
He just looks at me calmly and goes, you realize you just spilled sauce all over my jacket. I'm like, you think I'm stuttering now? I'm sorry, Mr. Gotti. I'm sorry. He goes, in the old days, we would make you think that you were going to get whacked for something like that.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you don't want to. Oh, boy. Yeah, it's like, hey, look at that. It probably looks like a lot of people you knew in the past.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a lot of funerals you went to.
Yeah, it looks like that neighbor from fucking next door. That's
the one that hit your
You put period blood red all over my jacket.
Period blood red, you'd be banned. You'd be fucking banned for that. Well, if you want to see Gotti, the movie, I guess it's on deepdiscount.com. Look at me. A loyal sponsor of the shows here on Cop.
What a segue.
Of course. Oh, my goodness. A great place to find thousands of movies and TV shows at amazing prices. Right now, you're going to continue to save big during their Cyber Week sale.
Yeah, Cyber Week.
Cyber Week sale. Before, during, and after Black Friday, Save big on tens of thousands of items right now in all categories, movies, TVs, CDs, LPs, and so much more. See for yourself. Support our great sponsor. Jumpstart your holiday shopping, too. No need to leave the house. That's what I like the best. Never leaving home. The savings right there at your fingertips. Click on the deep discount logo right there. See? On the website. And be sure to look for special coupon codes and icons for those extra savings. All this month, E-Rock. E-Rock's picks. He's had some good ones. He's on a roll. I hope it's this one's good, too. Let's see what it is. Monty Python Live, mostly. One down, five to go. This 2014 live show took place in London and is sort of
more
final reunion with all the guys on stage to perform some of Monty Python's greatest hits with a few modern and topical twists, too. Oh, no. Is it good? Yeah? Do they talk about, well, it's before Trump, so.
No, there's reference to them, but nothing really harsh. It's just what everyone else makes jokes about.
Oh, my.
But it's a great, it's their final show. Yeah. So in front of 100,000 people, it was a great live show. Yeah.
They think they are queen? I getcha. All right. Just one of the great hard-to-find DVDs at deepdiscount.com. Of course, you're going to find new releases, too, including my my tome, my book, Permanently Suspended. There it is.
Yeah, look at that.
Available right there on deepdiscount.com. And today is your lucky day because Deep Discount has a few copies of my book to give away right now. Oh, my God. Thanks to Deep Discount. Let's take the next three callers right now to join us in the excitement of my book release, and we'll send you your very own copy. Compliments of deepdiscount.com. Be good to yourself. Be good to her. Support our great sponsor, and let Garrett tell you the rest.
Thanks, Deep Discount.
Thanks, Deep Discount, indeed. Thank you, Deep Discount. Sure love it. And your book, where is that available?
Easy for you to say. It's available on Amazon.com or in stores everywhere.
That's cool.
My memoir. That.
It's a lot of, besides the Stern stuff, you got Tonight Show stuff in there?
Tons of behind the scenes with Jay, of how I weighed Jay's head on a bathroom scale in his office because I had a bit like, what weighs more than Jay's head? A pumpkin
how much
or Jay's
does that
head?
Way?
What? He didn't.
Be heavy.
You know, he was so insecure about it. He wouldn't put his fucking.
He wouldn't really rest it.
Yeah, yeah. He wouldn't rest. Like, it weighed 4 pounds. The average head weighs 8.
Yeah.
You know, and he's got a Boschetti head.
Isn't there a way to.
It's got to be an 11 pounder.
Yeah,
isn't there a way
yeah.
to weigh it with water displacement?
I don't know.
I'm not sure either.
Literally.
Because I think if you're never going to get an accurate weighing because the neck and.
My favorite Jay story that's in the book, I'll tell you guys. You'll appreciate that. Jay is the worst with. You know, names and faces. He's the worst.
Worse than me, Jim.
No, he is worse. But anyway, he's at the Comedy Store, and he sees George Lopez. And George Lopez had been very vocal and very mad that Jay didn't put him on, you know, enough on the show as a guest.
George Lopez is always mad.
Yeah, so
anyway,
so Jay comes up to him and goes,
Punch Mencia.
Yes, he did.
Jay goes up to him and goes, look, you know, I don't know why you're mad at me. I don't book the guests. You know, I don't know. It's not me. I mean, it's a segment producer. And the guy goes, Jay, I'm not George Lopez. I'm Paul Rodriguez.
Oh, shit. Racist.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, but it's like, I got tons of, like, you know, those kind of stories in the book.
Yeah,
you know?
Jay should have then said a million to one is why I'm not booking
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Oh, then it's easy.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course
yeah.
I'm not
yeah.
booking you.
Yeah. You're Paul
you suck.
Yeah. I would have hung up halfway into Rod Reed.
The greatest Jay story, Anthony. Jay, you know, Jay's known for his bondage shit. Like, in Sandra Bernhardt was on the Stern Show and talked about how she banged him, and Jay had this huge fight. He has this
bondage.
Huge cock. He has a huge cock, but he likes to handcuff, you know, girls slide to the
wow.
bed.
Is this in your book?
yeah, I think so.
Jay's huge cock.
Anyway.
He likes cars and bondage.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Wow. Yeah.
So he told, you know, he tells us a story. He once was in Manhattan during the daytime.
Yeah.
And he's banging some girl. He has a handcuff to the bed, like in the city.
Freaky.
And then he realized, he's got to go down and put some more cash in the meter, in the parking meter. And he goes downstairs. Now it's nighttime. He puts the cash in the meter. He can't find the fucking apartment he's banging a girl at. All the buildings look the same, but now he can't find
shit.
For all I know, if she's still there.
Still there. So she handcuffed to the bed. In her mind, he cuffed her and then he just left.
And left. And
never, walked out.
And never came back. Hey, look, you don't have to fuck.
He's been famous forever, so yeah. She probably knew who he was.
70s. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
This is before, you know, his wife, but...
Oh, Mavis.
Mavis.
My beautiful Mavis. Mavis.
I mean, if she, you know, she's not alive to tell the tale.
Yeah, maybe she's just a skeleton. Yeah, skeleton. Some rent-controlled apartment. Never been...
Maggots eating out her eyeballs.
Yeah.
Sawed off some bedposts and threw in the trash.
Jay was great. When I was on there with Opie, it was one of the first of all, just an amazing thing to have happen.
Yeah,
that's in my book. Look at us, just book wars.
Well, I'll tell you, Anthony, just so you know, I'm the one who got you guys on the show.
What?
Yes, the segment producers asked me, "What do you think of the Opie and Anthony? You think they'd be good guests?" And I said, "Yeah, yeah, I think they'd be great guests."
Well,
I said, "Then you know they're
who
like
got us on Letterman."
Oh, not me. Well, no, I'm not saying it, but you know, but I did put in a good word.
That was me.
The good word. That was Dave Landau.
I talked to Eddie Brill for
it.
You.
Was, that was awesome. We went on there with and Jay had margaritas he was making with a chainsaw motor powered blender.
Jay,
everything's got to be yeah. So we made margaritas and we drank those and standing out on the stage. The end of the show to say goodbye and
yeah.
You know, looking at the crowd going like, this is the fucking Tonight Show.
I know. That's because I was a guest from doing that show, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And it was really like, I don't know about you, but you're a big fan of Johnny Carson, right?
Oh, yeah. I still like, watch the old shows.
It's like kind of, it says that you made it in a way if you get to be a guest on the Tonight
Show. Yeah, that's
you know
like,
what I mean? It's like,
holy fuck.
Yeah. I had the same feeling.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Really fucking, really a cool thing.
He's an amazing fucking stand-up, too. He does not get the credit that he deserves from a lot of people.
Forever, too. He's been doing it forever.
I saw him at a Comedy and Magic a few times and met him. That's why I was wondering about his head, because he's not that big of a dude, but his head is really
fucking
huge. It is a big head.
No, but, dude, it just slaughters. Like, just so fucking funny, man.
Yeah, I remember seeing him probably on Carson back in the late 70s, early 80s, and thinking like, God damn, this is one of those funny comics that if you hear he's going to be on, you got to watch.
Yeah, yeah.
You
know? He was like a famous club comic before he was. Like he was just already famous before he was even, you know.
But like they do with comics, and I don't think, it's so weird, he was in some movies.
Yeah.
Put him in some of the lousiest.
Pat Morita or something.
Oh, yeah. Fucking with Jay and Pat Morita.
Mr. Miyagi.
Dude, what this is that?
It's a terrible buddy cop film. The title itself is awful.
The title itself
it.
Will give you douche.
Yeah, what was it? What was
God,
it?
I'm trying to think. Even the cover, Pat Morita's all short. They're back to back.
I saw it the other day, and I'm like,
embarrassingly
bad.
It's such. Yeah, they really tried to make him a
movie
star. Do
you want to know, or do you want to try to figure it out?
It's. I got
it. Is it a pun title?
No, it's alliteration.
Like Cops and Robbersons.
God. It's alliteration.
What a great movie to make towards the end of your days.
Oh, terrible.
Yeah, tell us the title.
Collision Course.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Collision Course.
It was changed from a shittier title to that. I remember that, too. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Is there a trailer for
it? Yeah, there's like an original script.
That'd be awesome. Let's see the... The poster first.
The whole movie is on YouTube for free. But yeah.
The whole movie, of course.
No one's making money off of
that. Oh, God. Hey, look at this guy. Hey, look at that guy.
Look at us. I got a gun. He's got a badge.
Pat Morita and Jay Leno. Collision Course. What does it say? The only thing stopping these two cops from solving the crime of the century
is each other.
Oh. What? They don't get along? I can't tell from the cover.
This is like bosom buddies.
This is probably why he just wore denim jackets after that.
Hey, that guy.
Leather again. Mitsubishi. He's dead, right? Kawasaki. Yeah.
Teriyaki.
To
this is
team
racist.
Up with a wisecracking city cop.
Oh,
yeah, I don't think we need quite as much firepower, fellas. Let the people through, will you?
Hot on the trail of murder and corruption.
Oh.
You see, Oshima.
Look at Jay running.
Revolutionary new turbocharger.
You got proof of this? You just make it up as you go along.
No. I see guilty look in Jared eye.
Guilty look in eye? Well, with that kind of hard evidence, we should get a conviction overnight.
Wow.
Collision Course.
Police officer, criminal!
The funniest.
Oh, no.
Wackiest.
Wackiest. You're my luck. I'm the only guy from Japan that doesn't know karate.
Buddy, buddy, cop comedy.
Banzai!
The crash onto the screen.
Driving through a truck.
Make them nervous. Maybe they'll do something stupid. Run
would they have the A-team stuntman here?
And fly his ass.
Oh, a little log rocket there.
He saves half these shots drive for Police ass. Academy movies.
Yeah. A lot of crazy stunts. You got that. You got the wacky comedy.
Yeah, well, you're
so inexpensive
now,
cars being driven.
And Pat Morita.
Hey, hey, with the monkeys.
Two lawmen as different as hot dogs and sushi, trying to steal that
revolutionary
new engine that's driving the Motor City crazy.
A white guy and a chink.
They didn't care back then. They didn't know. It was racist.
Great song. Whoa. Whoa, what happened there?
Collision
Did he die?
Course.
Apparently he's
collision course.
Ninja kicked through the windshield.
You should watch that in your, you know, in your theater.
You do a,
just do a fucking.
That should be the one we do.
That should be. Yeah.
It really should.
That looks terrible.
I'm a cop. I'm a criminal. Might be the worst lines I've ever heard.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a cop. Oh, criminal. Cop. Police. Criminal. Oh, that's.
And punches him through a wall.
Yeah. A lot of driving through vegetable carts. You got to have that.
Well, of course.
And then the slow motion half flip through
a truck.
That's a good one.
And then the car speeding sideways into more crates of vegetables.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think at one point Pat Morita's driving and it's nothing but Jay making Asian driver jokes?
Oh, I'm sure.
I bet. You can blindfold these people with dental floss. You don't give them keys to a car.
It's just him racist the whole movie.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to go get some rice or some gook food?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, these dinks can't drive.
Yeah.
What are you doing, chink?
Chin Man. And the chink.
Let's play Pearl Harbor. I'll lay down and you blow the shit out of me.
Not a video, honorable.
Yeah, it's just a racist fucking movie.
Racist homosexual lovemaking film.
Or different than hot dogs and sushi.
Let's go get a that fucking Yankee cranky from your sister, Pat.
Can you imagine the fucking guy reading that, like, hot dogs and. All right. More
yeah.
than hot dogs.
They go together like hot dogs. And sushi. Oh, really? Like Hiroshima and the bomb. These two go together. Yeah, good for Jay. I'm sure the royalties are still rolling in for that
I'm
one.
I'm sure.
Did he make any more back in the 80s, or was that it pretty much? They're like, yeah, there's this young comic, Jay Leno.
He's great.
I think we put him in a movie. Pat Morita's
pretty
fresh
good.
Off a Karate Kid. This is going to be great. Yeah, okay, fuck this. Get him back in the clubs. I never want to see him on film again.
Even as a cop, it's so not convincing. That's a little too much firepower, guys.
Yeah, that's right, too much firepower. Yeah. And buddy, like cop buddy movies back then, everyone did them.
It's the same fucking movie over
same
and
movie.
Over. 48 Hours was good.
Yeah, 48 Hours was the
hours
best
was
out of
awesome.
All of them.
Because that was brutal. Yeah. Like that was more of a just a crime drama with comedy in it.
Yeah.
When it's like pure, you're not going to see like, holy shit, he killed this guy. Jay over a body. Well, this seems to be a problem.
What's the one with Gregory Hines and Billy Crystal?
Running Scared.
Yeah.
Another one.
Yeah.
But they did a balancing
like
act
one,
with
though.
Like blood and real like raw crime, violence, and comedy with 48 Hours.
Oh, definitely.
And Beverly Hills Cop was
Midnight
the same thing.
Run
like people
is
were dying.
Amazing.
Midnight Run is hilarious.
Oh, I love
movie.
Midnight.
De Niro's last good movie.
Yeah, roughly.
That was fuck Trump. I punched that mutt. Well, yeah. Ugh. Go take some fucking Traceba for your arthritis or whatever it is. Whatever medicine that is.
So you're doing now.
After that, I hate these new commercials where they use old 60s songs. It's magic against arthritis.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, they're terrible. I watch way too many commercials.
They're trying to, just gear it towards the people that are now
that are
60.
Using it now. Yeah. So they use old 60s songs. Like, I remember that song when I could move.
I mean, it's not quite as bad as Jay Leno saying, hey, hey, we're the monkeys.
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys. All right.
We're the monkeys.
I got it. What do you got?
After that movie, he either did a voice for a cartoon or played himself.
He got one shot at it.
Yeah.
That was it. And then, you know, Lethal Weapon came out. So what are you going to do?
Yeah, you can't. Yeah.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah, I love Lethal Weapon.
You're not getting a better cop buddy movie. But, like, that was, once you're doing the, holy shit, and the car jump, and I'm getting too old for this shit, like where they're showing through the windshield and they're both going, whoa! All right, it's been done.
Well, and then in the 90s, it was like teaming up with kids. Like, I actually do like Kindergarten Cop, but then after that, it was like Cop and a Half with Burt Reynolds.
Oh,
like,
God, Cop all these and weird a Half movies with Burt where Reynolds.
It was just, yeah, like little kids teaming up with a detective.
Terrible. Oh, God, so, Burt Reynolds.
Dude, he made... And I love how he says, like, the worst movie I think I made was Boogie Nights. It's like, what is...
Relax,
and
asshole.
And Mark Wahlberg said that. It's like, have you seen what you've done?
Yeah. And Boogie Nights is awesome.
It's like one of the best movies.
Fucking great.
I'm a Smokey and the Bandit fan myself.
Great movie.
Smokey and the Bandit.
That's amazing.
Fantastic.
Eastbound and down. I always see that commercial.
Yeah, yeah.
Eastbound and down, running up and trick.
Oh, yeah.
I say he should have the realization that Boogie Nights is better than The Crew. Which is the shittiest movie.
Well, if we were doing a read for Deep Discount, we could talk about all these movies. But we're not. We're talking about BetDSI. That's right, people. It's Thanksgiving. Are you thankful for your long weekend? The turkey, the stuffing, the opportunity to sit on your couch and watch football all weekend long? If you love football, let me ask you, are you winning big, losing big? What are you doing? Well, how would you like to double your money guaranteed? I'm not kidding you. You double your money. Our friends at BetDSI are going to make that possible this football season, because when you register with the promo code CUMIABALL, there it is, you can double your money. To help get you started with some extra bang for your buck, BetDSI is offering to double your money on your first deposit. Oh, that's right. Deposit to start winning. You get up to $2,500 free. Double your money right from the get-go when you use promo code CUMIABALL. There it is.
Look at that thing that Anthony. British Airways passenger suing airline claims to have been injured from sitting next to obese passenger.
I'm suing everyone. Very injured.
Get crushed.
A fat roll hit me upon landing.
I was squished like a...
I was squished.
Like a matzo ball was dropped on the floor.
Oh, it hurt so bad in my seat.
My glasses were broken.
And my shoes fell off when the flaps came down. He said, get the cabin ready for departure. And his fat hit my groin. I was very embarrassed.
When it comes to football, BetDSI's got the odds on everything you could ever want or imagine. NFL, NCAA football, MLB, NBA, UFC, esports, all other global sports, even politics, celebrities, and reality shows, which I've said are all one thing now. Politics, celebrities, reality shows. If it's happening, BetDSI is going to put a line on it. BetDSI, been online for, 20 years. That was when we first discovered electricity. 20 long years ago. Built an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payment combined with an excellent mobile interface, so you could play and win and get paid anytime, anywhere. You know you're ready to win. Join BetDSI.com. Use that promo code CUMIABALL, and you've already won by doubling your bankroll right away. Promo code CUMIABALL. Get in the action. Get paid. Don't stand on the sidelines this season. Be in it to win it and enjoy the games that much more. You do enjoy the game a lot more when you got a little something on it with the wonderfulness that is BetDSI.com. Thank you, BetDSI. Thank you. We are actually getting out of here early today.
Yes, you have to go to your book signing.
I have to go to Barnes & Noble.
What time does this
Tribeca?
Does it start?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
So 6 o'clock it starts. Barnes & Noble, Tribeca. Do we have an actual address there for people that want to? It's not like you can't put it in Google. That's what my brother did today. He goes, I'll be down at the studio. What's the address there? And I'm like, I don't know what the address is. I Google Compound Media address. The map comes up the address. No, I copy and pasted it to my brother. And
no, I had to ask Keith, too.
That's what I did. Everything is right here.
That's true. I don't
know. There it is. Is that actual size? All right.
How are you going to fit?
97 Warren Street, New York, 10007, where you'll be whisked away to beautiful Cartagena. Yeah.
It'll be right by the girl with period blood hair holding up a sign.
Period blood hair saying racist, anti-Semite, whatever it is. live amongst the Jews.
Anonymous friends of yours.
Yeah, yeah. Where are they?
Anybody anonymous wants to show up. I'd love to meet. I'd love to meet any of those anonymous guys.
Anonymous people that don't.
They never show up though. Ever.
Never show up.
It's weird. Ever.
It's like they're giant pussies.
I've asked.
Their mommies wouldn't let them. Yo, it's 6 o'clock. Mom just made some Hot Pockets.
I was going to say.
Tater tots.
It's hard to drive a car when you've burnt your fingers on pizza rolls.
Yeah, pizza rolls.
Oh, pizza rolls are good. What happened to your face, Mom? I can't believe pizza rolls. They're so good.
Anyway, we'll be down there at 6 p.m. What's going on? A crime report at 8, I gather? The lovely and talented Patricia Nixon. Or Pat Dixon, one or the other. Pat Dixon will be here for a crime report at 8 p.m., 5 p.m. Pacific time. And Nightshade with Michael Malice, 11 p.m., 8 p.m. Pacific. We will be back here tomorrow at 4 to get to all the stuff we didn't get to today. I want to thank Stuttering John.
Thank you, Anthony.
I'm glad. We buried the hatchet.
I'm glad it's all good now.
His book, Easy For You to Say, available right now at BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, all wherever finer books are sold, his will be in there too. See, finer books, and then two made it. Easing, of course. John, thanks for coming. We'll
thank you very much. Soon,
man. And Dave, where will you be?
MGM Grand, Las Vegas, all next week, Monday through Sunday.
MGM Grand.
Ed Garrett's Comedy Club.
Yeah, that's a great place. I've been there, and it's great. And you're a funny motherfucker. So
thank you, sir.
Go see Dave Landau. And like I said, we'll see you tomorrow. So, arrivederci.
Hey.